Hi everyone, this is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Paper Outpost podcast, The Joy of Junk Journals, and this is season 2, episode 23. Can you believe it? I can't believe how many I've done already. This is crazy. But I'm having a super time. I hope you guys are enjoying this. Today's topic, Judgment Day. Not okay. Have you ever had that feeling? Have you ever had the feeling of judging yourself just a little bit harshly, possibly when you make something, when you're creating your art, creating your journals, creating your embellishments or tweaking your ephemera, and you just look down at it and you just think a big old blech. It just does nothing for you. It just says, why did you create me? There's no joy here, and I just want to roll myself up and walk myself out the door. But because I'm a piece of paper, I can't do that. So please, please help me. So if you ever found yourself being tortured by what I call lovingly a bluebird, which is also known as a little mistake, perhaps you dropped your ink dauber on your work. Perhaps you were decorating a pretty flower and it just came out looking nothing like a flower. Then this podcast is for you. There have been many times I've been dismayed by an ugly outcome, and I just think, oh my gosh, this is horrific. How did this happen? What gremlins walked in here and created this? Because certainly I would never have created something like this. Well, apparently I did, and I own the responsibility for it. But I slowly got to wrap my head around the thought that instead of just casting the work aside, instead of just giving up on it, maybe it was possible, just possible, to whip out that old reckless abandon tool that we have in our tool chests and just give it a full force go on this little piece, this little innocent quivering piece in front of me that was destined for the garbage pile. I figure at this point, I've got nothing to lose, right? And it's only paper. So what if I pull out some big guns? What if I started trying some techniques I don't normally try? What if I pulled in some colors that I don't normally gravitate to? Maybe something could come of this. How about some texture? What if I added texture? What would that be like? Could that change the whole dimension, the whole dynamic, the whole feeling of this thing? What if I don't even try? Well, if I don't even try, I'm going to end up exactly where I started, right here with my little ugly piece of paper in front of me. But if I say to myself, this guy deserves one or two or three more little chances, and let me just see what I've got. Maybe I've got a ton of supplies to pull from. Maybe I've only got one or two other supplies. Maybe I've only got a pencil. Maybe I've only got a marker. Maybe I've only got some watercolor. Maybe I've just got a few scraps of fabric. But whatever I've got somewhere, colored pencil, anyone? Crayon? Gelato? Bling? Little sequins or beads or something. Just start thinking, okay, maybe this isn't a focal point. Maybe this is going to be more of a background image. And maybe I can take the design that I put on this page, for example, let's say a flower. I've tried to create a flower, maybe I drew it or I tore some pages and I'm creating a little collage flower and it looks nothing like a flower. Well, what if I just kept going? What if I just kept going and I kept taking it to the next level? I gave up on the idea maybe that it's a flower, and it doesn't have to be a flower anymore. Maybe it's just a part of a background, and I start building that collage or that picture, and I start zentangling it. I start doodling around it. I start expanding it from what it once was, taking it to a place it has never been, somewhere it has never even considered to go. And what could be the worst that could happen? You know, what, a newscast is going to break in here and record my horrible piece of work? I doubt that. It's highly unlikely. So I would say it's worth giving it a shot before you throw that paper out. Just give it that one shot. And in doing so, in doing that in that very moment, you're going to open up different parts of your creative brain that you possibly have never reached before. And this is where the magic happens. This is where your creative genius can be tapped into. And sometimes you will get to a point where it feels like the magic is just happening before your eyes and you're not even the driver. It's just happening. So if you put a splotch of ink on a page where it wasn't meant to go, and this happens to me all the time, say to yourself, what are my options here? Could I cover it up? Yes, I could cover it up. Well, could I doodle around it and turn it into something? What does it look like to me? Pretend you're looking at a cloud. And do you ever play that game when you were kids and you lay down and you looked up at the sky and you said, okay, let's get the clouds going by. What do I see in those clouds? Well, you look at that ink spot and you say to yourself, what do I see? What do I see there? Can I turn it into a squirrel? Does it look like a dragon? Maybe it's an angel. You know, who knows what you see? But why not let that be your launching pad to what you create from there? And whatever you are working with, remember, you're not limited to that. Just because you're working with ink, you don't have to keep working with ink. You could pull out a fine tip marker and draw around the border of that ink splotch that you just created with your dropped ink dauber. There's a lot of things that you can do with it. You can cover it up. You can just cut out a picture from a magazine or an illustrated book, or just draw a little picture yourself on another piece of paper and glue it on top. You could glue a little piece of fabric over it. You know, there's so many different ways to get out of a fix, out of a bind, and I just really encourage you to take a look at the things that happen in life. It's almost like they're little teasers from the universe, where the little universe comes along and says, ha-ha, take that. What are you going to make with that, Missy? Let's see how your creative brain is working today. And I really encourage you to, you know, grab hold of those moments instead of being frustrated by them. Just say, hey, I've got a bluebird. What an opportunity. I've got an opportunity to do something completely different. Here I am, ready to go. So I encourage you to free yourself of the thoughts of burden of judgment, and just embrace the fact that even Leonardo da Vinci had to erase occasionally, or he expanded on what he was doing at the moment. He redrew, he rethought, he re-strategized, he approached it from a different angle, and he created. That's why he was able to do so many different things. I'm always amazed by him. And the true Renaissance man. I mean, he can just create new things, reinventing. I mean, it's just fascinating. Rethinking. Studying, looking at things from different angles, grabbing things that you don't normally grab. Don't forget nature. Nature is right outside your front door. She gives you so many things to play with. If you're absolutely confused and you don't know what to do with your brown vintage photo daub of ink that landed inappropriately, go get a leaf outside and come in and draw its outline, and then just shade in the rest of the leaf area with the ink, or you can use a marker or a colored pencil or something, and just incorporate that brown into something that you might think might be easily brown, or a squirrel, or you know, don't grab a squirrel and try and bring it inside and draw its outline, but you know what I mean. And there's so many things you can do. If you can't draw, grab a rubber stamp and put the rubber stamp over it, and then color in the areas on the inside that aren't covered by the brown ink. I mean, you are not limited, and there's always something more or less that you can do. You can also remove things. Let's say you are gluing something onto a page, and you've glued and it's just become, you know, beyond what you think is salvageable, and it's too thick and it's too cumbersome. Well, maybe you've ended up actually making a book cover. How about that? Sometimes when a page gets really super thick, if it's not already, you know, sewn into your journal, or even if it is, you can just remove it. You know, one page is very easy to remove from a journal. You just cut it out. Not rocket science. Okay, so maybe you made a mid-journal cover for a smaller notebook. Just fold that in half and insert a signature of different book pages, or, you know, your favorite pages you like to put to write on inside a journal. And there you go. You've got a new little book cover. So always remember that there's a way around things, and you can still incorporate things even if you don't like your original design. There's a lot of creativity left on the table if you just peel back a few layers or add a few layers. You've got a lot of possibilities sitting there right in front of you. I think that it's very easy to go to disappointment or dismay or depression when these things happen, but I invite you to just say, interrupt your own pattern and say, wait a minute, is there a possibility here I'm not seeing? I know it looks like holy bells right now, but just stop for a minute, take a breath, go get a snack, get a drink, your choice, and come on back and take a look at it with fresh new eyes, and come in with your little arsenal. You're not all by yourself with this, and you're certainly not the first artist to experience this. So you've got your little arsenal of colors, you've got your arsenal of textures, you've got your arsenal of fabrics, you've got your arsenals of black and whites with your pencils and your markers and things like that, and charcoal. You've got so many things that you could add or take away from whatever is on your page. And I'm just so excited because we all go through this. There isn't an artist or a crafter or a journal maker alive who hasn't looked down once at their page and said to themselves, oh my gosh, what have I created? Or it looks so much better in my mind. I don't know why it didn't come out that way. Oh, I've been there. So this is your opportunity. Think of it like a makeover. You know, let's take this little old page that we've created and breathe new life into it. We love to breathe new life into things around here. And let's give it a little transformation. It's your art. You can do whatever you want with it. And again, there are no rules. And as long as you're willing and you have the right psychology, if you're open, you got to be open and you got to be willing, got to be a little bold, got to be a little brave, got to realize it's only paper, and you got to have your reckless abandon arsenal ready to go. Okay, and the arsenal is the brain arsenal. That's where the openness and being willing and getting a little kooky and a little crazy and trying things you haven't tried. For example, I was creating a Halloween costume once, and I had we were doing vampires or something like that, and I had nothing that simulated blood. I had no red lipstick, I had no red nail polish, I had no red paint, I had nothing. But what I did have, I had ketchup. I had ketchup in the fridge, and I said, oh, husband of mine, come here, please. I am now going to pour ketchup all over you. And you talk about squirrely look. That was nothing. That was even better than when I hand somebody a junk journal and they give me squirrely look. But I did. I covered him in ketchup, and he was a little sticky, but it worked. And, honestly, would have never thought about that before. Was it perfect? It wasn't perfect, but it was a heck of a lot better than no blood. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, vampires, you need to have a little blood on the scene for the true Halloween effect. So that moment, you know, helped me realize that you're never out of resources. There is always something around you that you can use, even if you have nothing. Even if you're living outside in a pup tent and you think you have nothing, look around. You've got all these things from nature. Mother Nature is constantly giving you things to play with. So remember, go ferret around in your junk drawers, in your bathroom drawer, in your makeup drawer. Check out your nail polish bin. Check out all these places and pull out something that you don't normally use. And just be a little adventurous. I mean, you already don't like the piece, so you've got carte blanche. Just go for it. It can be a truly revolutionary and experiential moment to watch something transform from yeah to hey, I'm starting to see something here. And I have to admit, honestly, there's many times when I'm making something with you guys on the videos and I'm making it and I'm thinking, oh my God, this looks really bad. How am I going to salvage this? What am I going to do? And I literally jump from my little brain over into any drawer that I can reach around me, whatever I can grab. I grab something and I think, huh, what if I put this on it? Maybe that'll take it to another level. What if I put that on it? That'll take it to another level. And I figure if I walk you through it and take you through the stages so that you can see a piece transform from very basic or maybe not so pretty and take it to the next level, the next level, and the next level. Now, you may fall in love with level one or level two and say to me, hey, I don't know why you went any further than that. I thought it was fine. You don't need to take it that farther to level three and level four. You can totally leave it at level one or level two. Or hey, you're like, hey, this is really missing some impact here. Can you please throw some ketchup on it? It really needs some ketchup right about now. You know, so you can keep going level five, level six, level seven, just go to town. One kind of easy thing to play with, if you haven't played with a lot, is Mod Podge and glitter. Just put a teaspoon of Mod Podge on a little plate, a paper plate or something, and sprinkle a tiny bit of glitter in it. And, just roll it around your finger. That way all the glitter will be stuck. You know what I mean? Like when you paint it onto whatever you're doing, it will not fall off on the person who is looking at the book. So you can just take something that looks kind of bland that you've made. Maybe the flower looks a little dull, doesn't have enough pizzazz, and you want a little more sparkle on it, and you didn't happen to quite get around to buying stickles or liquid pearls or any of that stuff. But you do have a little bit of glitter that your daughter left in the corner, and she doesn't really play anymore, and you're kind of happy about that because the glitter goes everywhere. But maybe in an adult's hand, it might be okay, and it might be okay to mix it with a little glue and make your own glitter glue. And then there you go. You can use finger tool to paint it on. You can use a little paintbrush to paint it on, whatever you like, and it might be just enough to give it that little bit of sparkle. So there's a million and one ideas that you could do to something to give it a little facelift, a little transformation, a little makeover, just a little refresher, and you might be able to breathe some new life into it. Embrace the ugliness. Embrace the ugliness of your art. Stop beating yourself up for creating something that you don't like that much. We are way too hard on ourselves. We are here sitting, it's paper, people. We're sitting here with paper, playing with paper, having fun. And then if we don't like the way the papers come together, we get mad at ourselves, or we get frustrated and upset. And then we, take it out on family and friends, and it just cascades all over the world. Disaster. No, we must put an end to that and realize that, hey, let it go. Let it go. Let it go, that fear of self-judgment, which I think is the worst, and then let go of the fear of other people's judgment. When you give a junk journal to somebody, there's that natural feeling of, oh God, I wonder if they're going to like it, or oh gosh, it's going to end up in their basement in a corner, and you're thinking all these things like, what's going to happen to it? Judge. What if you just let all that go, gave the journal, and just freed the bird? And you just let it be. And you just release yourself from the obligation or the responsibility to feel anything related to what will happen after you release the journal. You know how much blood, sweat, and tears and love that you put into that journal. And nobody can ever take that away from you. That is always yours to keep in your heart. And nobody can take those joyous hours of creation away from you. Remember to free your heart, free your soul, and free the other person from the obligation of having to honor your journal the way you do. Let's face it, we honor our journals because we did put a lot of work into them, but there is no guarantee in life that anybody will ever appreciate the work that we put in. We can only do our best and release it to the world. And I think if you go forward with that in mind, with that in your heart, that it's okay to just let it go. And in the moment you do, you can be on to your next journal. You can be free of heart and carry on and go create something else, because odds are there's a little voice in the back of your head that is saying, come on, I got a new idea for you. Let's go try this. Let's go make one of those. Hey, we've never tried that before. Let's go try this. And off you are scampering down the road to your next project. But if you're sitting there mulling over, oh my God, what will Sally think of that journal? What happens when she gets to page 42? Is she going to think I'm off my rocker? Or is she going to really be impacted by the quote I put in there? I hope so. I hope she's going to understand. No, let it go. Let it go. The same thing when you sell your journals, it's even a different frame of mind. You're thinking, oh my God, is it going to be good enough to sell? Are they going to like it? Are they going to use it? Are they going to be happy that they bought it? All these judgments on yourself that are running through your brain that may not even be in the person's brain that you are giving it to or selling it to. So don't superimpose all these fears on yourself and torture yourself when none of that may even exist. And you cannot control somebody else's experience of your journal. The only thing that you have, and you always will have, is the joy of the experience of making the journal. And, I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to make a journal or make a book, and it's also a beautiful thing to give it to someone else or sell it, and that's perfectly fine. I think it's a healthy way to, there's nothing wrong with selling your art. I think it's a great business, and it's a wonderful way to express yourself and maybe encourage others to create and enjoy. So I just wanted to express that to everybody out there, that just shake that judgment loose and just let it go. Just release it. Just let it fly off like a bird that has something better to do over there. There it goes. It's gone. And get back to having fun. Pull out those things that you haven't pulled out in a while. Rummage through those drawers you haven't rummaged in a while. Pull out a new craft supply. Create one out of nothing. Make some modeling paste out of something or make some gesso out of something and just go have fun. So there you have it, folks. I hope you enjoyed this. Make sure that you get your free checklist and your note from the bookmaker. There's a link below this podcast, but you can also find it in the description box below every video that I have on YouTube in the drop-down section. And, you know, come check out my YouTube videos. I have them on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Podcasts come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. I have a Facebook group that's a lot of fun. I do weekly and monthly challenges for the group, and everybody makes things and they post their pictures, and it's so much fun and it's very encouraging. It's a very friendly, supportive, positive group. And if you have any questions about anything related to junk journals, you can post it in there, and boom, all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of answers coming at you from people all over the world that have tried different techniques, and we all learn from each other. It's a beautiful place to grow together. And so come on out and join that. It's free. Just go to the Paper Outpost Facebook page, and then you're going to see a place to join the group. Go ahead and join the group, and come on over. And always, if you are looking for any supplies, any of the favorites that I have, or any of my tools or supplies that I use in my videos, I try to put links. I do put links, actually, below all my videos for my Amazon store, and also a few single links. But in my Amazon store, it's one click and you can see everything all at once, all the pictures and everything. So it might be an easier way for you to find things. But go ahead and check that out if you're looking for any of the products that I use. And also, always remember, fun can be simple and create with reckless abandon. Take care, everyone. Till next time. Talk to you soon. Happy crafting. Bye-bye.